And we are back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly. And you are listening to Worship Factory. Go to worshipfactory.net. Get online. Get connected. It's one of those devices, one of those tools you can use, like a Facebook or a Twitter or MySpace, for you Christian artists out there, and even those Christian artists or artists that maybe not Christian. As far as that goes, you can also go as we're just led by the Lord here at the Worship Factory. Rod, what are your feelings about it?
I think we got a great segment coming up. We've got Colton Dixon
in
the studio.
So, American Idol's Colton Dixon.
Yeah, this guy's actually been on the big screen. People have seen his face. They know who he is. I'm so jealous.
You know, I was telling Colton earlier, I was just amazed by when he walked into the Ellen DeGeneres show and walked in with your NOTW shirt. I was so impressed by, you didn't even have to say a word about being a Christian. You just walked in and you just knew that you were a Christian. It was just your presence and the ability to be able to do that on a show like Ellen DeGeneres. I applaud you. I thank you as another artist. I can't appreciate it enough.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I love None of This World clothing. And I got connected with their shirts, and I found out I was going to be on the Ellen show. So I was like, okay, well, I'm probably not going to be able to talk about my faith very much. So I'm definitely going to grab that shirt, and that's what I did. And, you know, I had a blast doing it.
Wow. It was just, it meant so much to me to be able to watch it. And the kids that are out there, just, they don't, some people don't know what that means, but they know that it's some kind of Christian marking in some form. But I tell you, it just really means a lot. And that clothing line's doing very, very well.
Well, and here's the thing, too. I part of the heart of the show is to encourage and to applaud the people who are exhibiting excellent musicianship, excellent in their artistry, who are presenting Christ in love. That, you know, we've said this over and over at this radio show, they will know we are Christians by our love, and it's not in their face. And I just want to applaud you and thank you for being out there, for representing Christ in a loving manner. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that very much.
I want to know what it was like, you know, when you're up there at American Idol stage and you've got, I mean, obviously that's the biggest show on television without a doubt. And you're going through the process. I know you and your sister also were the first contestants, sister and brother team that you went out together, and you actually auditioned together. And then what did it feel like for you, for a brother, too, to have your sister? She didn't make it. You made it. That had to be tough at home, too, huh?
It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. Hollywood Week is called Hell Week for a reason.
Yeah.
Well, we both made it to group rounds, and we're both in the same group, and it was just, that night was terrible. We went 3 days getting 6 hours of sleep, whole 3 days. And, of course, you add the brother-sister formula in the mix, you know.
Sure.
It wasn't fun, but
intense,
yeah, very, very intense. But throughout that week, I was definitely watching the guys very closely. She's 16 years old, too, as you can imagine. And it
Go
was
big
just,
brother.
Yeah. Sure. One of the best things I loved about it was, when we first auditioned together, we sang What About Now by Daughtry, and that was the song that I sang right after my sister got cut, and she was in the audience watching, so that was just an awesome feeling, and she rooted for me while I was walking on stage, so that was just a really cool feeling.
Is your whole family musical?
Not at all.
Okay.
I don't know where exactly the music came from my sister and I, but no, my parents don't sing for a reason.
Okay. Wow.
Some parents. Yeah. And y'all listen to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM, and this is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly, and we are in studio with Colton Dixon from American Idol. I'd like to know a little bit about your past. How did you get started as a musician? Obviously not having family members or a father, a mother that is a musician. How did you get started in your career?
All right, I've got a great story for you. I could not sing a lick at all until I was 13 years old. I had taken piano for a few years, and I was at a piano recital, and my piano teacher insisted that I sing I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me. And that's not an easy song to sing, first of all. But here I am, just freshly going through puberty, and just not really excited about this at all. And I get on stage, and all of a sudden, this voice just kind of comes out, and I've got this overwhelming feeling of just, I don't know, of just joy. And as I'm done playing the song, I look out, and everyone in the audience is crying, and I'm like, what is going on? Right. And that Sunday, my pastor was talking about the Holy Spirit coming in and filling you, and the feeling is just overwhelming.
That's
and
awesome.
I was like, wow, here's your sign.
Yeah.
Thanks,
great.
God.
You
know?
Yeah,
there's your sign.
Yeah, I've been doing that ever since. So.
Wow, from Tennessee. Yeah. So you grew up in Tennessee, went to school there, went to high school there, 13 years old, then became a Christian at 13 then?
No, I didn't. I became a Christian, well, quote-unquote Christian when I was 7 years old, just kind of, you know, saying, yeah, I'm a Christian when someone asks, not really living it. But at 13 years old, that's whenever it was really obvious that God had a plan for me. And I've been excited about it ever since.
Wow. Well, what's on the horizon for Colton Dixon? I mean, and now with American Idol, I mean, to grace that stage. I mean, I also wanted to know what it was like that time when I was watching the show and you and that what's the kid's name? You were with the young gentleman. There were two when you got voted off, as far as that goes, and the Brett Wellenstein.
Lowenstein. Yeah. Oh man, that was. Waited 12 hours that day to find out whether or not you were going to make it. That was torture. Shame on you, American Idol, for making me do that. I'm just kidding. It was just, you know, first of all, we thought we had two spots left open and that two of us were getting through. And then Brett and Ryan Seacrest argued for a little bit, and then we figured out we had one spot. So that just really put the pressure on. But, you know, I love those guys to death dearly. Everyone in the top 40. We were top 40 for a while. It was great getting to know everybody. But walking down those spotlights and getting in your chair and looking at those three judges, not knowing whether or not you're going to see them again, was not fun at all. It was hard, but at the same time, I went back to the Facing the Giants movie, and I told myself, you know what? I'm here for your purpose, not mine, and I'm going to praise you if I get through, and I'm going to praise you if I don't.
Preach.
And that's what I've been trying to do. It wasn't in God's plan that I got through. You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm excited for what he's got for me in the future, and I can't wait to see what he's going to do. So
I can't wait either. Big fan right here.
Yeah, I think Ellen's a big fan too. I was really watched that interview as well, and she really, really thought you should be the one that was going forward.
Tell the story.
Yeah. How I first met Ellen. Oh, it's crazy. So I was rehearsing with What About Now by Dutch that I played on the show. And I was supposed to look out like there was an audience and all that jazz, but Ellen comes up and puts her elbows on the piano, and I still don't see her. I don't know how, but then I turn back around and look at the piano, and out of my peripheral vision, I see Ellen DeGeneres, Dory, you know, sitting on the piano, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you expect me to keep playing? Like, what is going on? And she's just such a cool lady. I was so happy I got to meet her.
Yeah, I was blown away by the interview, but I was also blown away how much she really cared for you as an artist and a person, which says a lot about you. I mean, today, that's a huge show as well. Coming out of, obviously, Idol into Ellen, I mean, what next? I mean, where do you go from here? I mean, that's pretty incredible. Those two shows, it's pretty amazing.
I don't know, but if God opened those doors, I'm very, very excited for what's in the future. It's just, those are two huge stages, and I'm so thankful that I was able to be on those stages. But
so ideally, you want to have solo album, yes,
for sure.
Writing stuff, but you have a American Idol stipulation?
Right. Well, I'm signed on with Idol for a while. I think that ends sometime in the near future. So in the future, I'm writing now. And I actually, I put out a thing on my Facebook. You send in your story to ColtonDixonFans@gmail.com. And I'm taking bits and pieces of stories and writing songs out of them. And I love reading people's stories and seeing what they've been through and doing that. So the writing process has been a ton of fun.
That's great.
Well, you Colton Dixon fans, I hope that you would enjoy this. We're going to take you out with a little bit of Colton Dixon actually performing here live in studio. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is the one and only Colton Dixon.
He's jealous for me. His love's like a hurricane, and I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. And all of a sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so.
That was Colton Dixon, 99.5 FM, KKLA.